seriously popular.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now we all know that flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing
that? Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters, and unfortunately today there is no Archie Manners because he is sick.
Archie literally just shat his pants and had to send him back in an Uber. I'm Jamie East. How you doing, Josh?
I'm very good, Jamie. It appeared that you put your hand up very quickly when you heard that Archie wasn't available. Slightly concerningly quick.
Well, you know, I've been trying to get on for a while now. Yeah. And if there's one thing I know, Archie just loves undercooked chicken.
Right. So
fed him a little bit of that because I got very, very excited about our guest.
You did. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here today. Our guest is very exciting. Indeed. But for now, as you should know, Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the custard-curdling comments left under Mail Online stories.
Yep. You know the kind of thing. Despair, the diminishing proportions of both Wagon Wheels and Jim Davidson's career, a dismissal of all things liberal, tofu and nonconformist, and an eager enthusiasm for sharing the latest Kate Middleton conspiracy theories. Where are you, Kate?
We use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
Yep. Now, this is the point where Archie usually says, this is great because he knows nothing about celebrity culture. I know everything about celebrity culture.
You are Mr. Celebrity Culture.
I've grown up, I'm like a petri dish of gossip and scandal. So I'm very, very excited.
Well, it's suitable that you are so informed about celebrities because today's celebrity is one that I think even Archie would have heard of. Just about everyone has heard of the guest we have on today.
I feel like we've peaked. This is as good as it gets.
I mean, I'm trying to build up a surprise here, but yeah. This is your show, actually, so you know exactly who the guest is.
I know exactly who it is, and I cannot wait. I've not seen her for many, many years. I'm very, very excited. Josh, tell us who it is.
Please welcome Katie Price.
Yay! Whoa, for myself, and I certainly am scandal and celebrities in one.
How are you?
Do you know, seeing you, you haven't even changed. I said to her, I said, when was the last time you saw me? And I let you explain. I said, God, how many faces ago was that?
It was a few faces ago.
Not
for both
ago,
of us,
faces.
to be fair. Yeah.
So you two know each other already? Because, Katie, we only just met now.
Yes.
But you know Jamie. How do you know Jamie?
Well, I used to run a website called Holy Moly.
Yeah.
And Katie, you know, we're in the offices of the Mail Online building here. There are desks solely stationed to follow every movement of Katie's life. And that hasn't changed since about 2002.
Yes, you get a lot. I think this is genius, this one. Genius.
Well, let's hope you think so in about an
hour's
time.
You know what? I say that. If you want to be in this industry, you have to put up with the shit that comes with it. I've had the shit smeared, mixed.
You've had it all.
Smothered. You name it. But what you've got to remember, and anyone listens to it, is people's opinions and people who don't know me.
Exactly. Yeah, do you find it easy to brush them off? Just Teflon.
Yeah, because they don't know me. And like, if I read about what I'm like in the papers, I would have an opinion about myself as well. This is my 30th year in the industry this year. And ride the waves so I can't hear the vile comments.
Exactly. On that note, Katie Price is a British icon, a national treasure. She first came to prominence as Jordan, the glamour model, in the 1990s and has since been a firm fixture on our TV screens, in the public eye and in the nation's heart. A reality television superstar, author of 6 autobiographies and 11 novels, she's also dabbled in acting and singing. Katie is a mum of 5 and a passionate campaigner against online abuse and disability hate crime. All of that makes her the very definition of a Renaissance woman. We're told to never underestimate her, as if we do, we'd be foolish. Welcome to Straight to the Comments, the legend that is Katie Price.
Amazing.
I love that. Do you know what's funny? I'm doing this campaign for trolls, yet I'm sitting there ready.
Ready to ready embrace for the them. Trolls.
But the trolls is, mate, it's about protecting my son and people like my son. Because
absolutely.
The difference with me, I've got a voice.
Yeah.
And I can choose to voice back if I want. But Harvey, he's the one who gets the trolls, he has no idea, can't answer back, wouldn't know how to answer back, but I do it on his behalf.
Although he did on Loose Women that time, that was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Come on, Harvey.
Where did that come from? Do you know what I've learnt with Harvey as he's got older? That was a few years ago. He does it in context. You'll be sitting there and he'll just say something. I would love to be in his brain because, like, you sit there and you're like, oh, my God, oh, where did that come from? It's like inside he's trying to talk like us.
Amazing.
But only it comes out in a Harvey way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's so smart. He's so funny.
I'm actually not aware of what happened on Loose Women. Can you fill us in?
Well, basically, I was on there talking about the trolls because I've started, it's been going on 4 years, I think, now, mm-hmm. on to make online trolling a criminal offence.
Yes.
Which doesn't. You could still, we're all a matter of fact, and I don't want to take anyone's comedy or humour away, but you know if you're saying something when it's pushing the mark.
Yeah.
For example, if you're going to call my son a black dribble spastic, then you know that you shouldn't be saying stuff like that. So I basically said, I was on it with Piers Morgan, he was on it
on
that
Loose
day.
Women with Piers
Morgan. Yeah, no, he was on it as well that day. And I just said, Harvey.
May have been inspiration for Harvey.
Yes.
I like Piers. Anyway, he said, so what do you want to say to all them people out there, Harvey, who are horrible about you? And he went, hello, you cunts. I was
live TV.
No, but the way he said it was like, hello, you cunt.
He enjoyed
it. You couldn't have timed that.
Who knows where he'd heard that before?
And then I remember watching Glastonbury and some people have had like the flags made. I've seen people out on holiday who have had it tattooed on him and he has no idea. No, he doesn't even know that everyone knows
him. He's a cultural ringleader.
He just knows that when we go out, people ask him for pictures, but he doesn't know what it's like. He doesn't know about this world. He's so innocent, which is also why I did the troll. And he's innocent, wouldn't harm a fly.
Yeah.
But he's so, like, everyone knows him.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I'm used to it. Like, hearing comments. You know, when I started off as Jordan, no girls liked me. I'd be in the toilets.
God rest his soul.
You know, I used to be in the toilets in a nightclub and you used to hear go, oh, that Jordan slag's in it. You know, I've had it all.
Damn.
I had it all. And, you know, to still be here 30 years on, one, it's an honour for myself that I'm still here standing and busy as ever.
Absolutely.
And I've definitely ridden the waves. I can tell you that.
You have.
You certainly have. Well, Katie, the premise of the show is that I read out comments on a Mail Online story that is about you. And you have to guess from those comments I read to you what the story is about.
Yeah,
you have no idea what these stories are. Jamie has no idea.
You and I together,
you're a
we're
team.
Going on a journey.
Okay. Is this all about me or other people?
All about you.
I mean, for example, our first story features a comment from an account called Female Empowerment London in the United Kingdom, and this was from 7 years ago.
Katie Price is the people's princess, very beautiful, down to earth, and the darling of British media.
See, that was a nice one.
I am so used to having vile comments about me that I'm smiling because I don't really ever see anyone say nice things about me.
It's pretty ambiguous though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't really help you guess what the story is. So let's move on to comment 2, which is from...
But thanks for that comment. That's made my day. Now we're going to go down, start from hot cold to hot or whatever.
Brace yourself.
This is from Exacta Basildon. In the
Basildon.
Kingdom.
Basildon.
Where, what is that?
Basildon's a place in Essex.
All right.
Writer, singer, and now an actress. Such talent.
You're teasing me here. Do you know why?
Why is that?
because you're starting, you're dangling the candle, aren't you? Like, yeah, look, they're all nice.
Or the carrot.
Carrot. Why do I say things back to front? I swear my brain is going, I say that about everything.
So why are we dangling the candle or carrot?
So that story would be something I've announced. Right, unless that was
sarky?
Sharknado. I did Sharknado.
Ooh, you're onto
I appeared
something
in
here.
That.
Let's go to the third comment, which is from King Rollo in Wardrobe.
A terrifying man-eating monster and a shark.
That's a good comment, to be fair.
A terrifying man-eating monster
and a shark.
So, yes.
Yeah, you were right. The headline was Katie Price films kissing scene for Sharknado 5, Earth Zero. Which is your favourite Sharknado?
I've never watched any of them.
No, come on, Katie.
I haven't. But
you're in it.
I didn't even watch the one I was in.
Can you talk
but
me
all
through
I the... remember is the guy, I didn't kiss him because when I got there, I remember looking over, I think he's some famous actor.
Yeah.
And I say, as it is, I thought, there's no way I'm kissing him. That went in my soul. And I went up to him and said, I'm really sorry, but I can't kiss you. And people would be like, but if you're acting, you've got to kiss.
Yeah.
But I'm not an actress. It was just a little part in that. So I didn't actually kiss him. They changed it so I didn't have to kiss him. It was as if I was going to kiss him.
Oh,
then
dear.
I got eaten by a shark.
Was it in front of a green screen or were you on an actual set?
It was outside. It was freezing bloody cold.
Yeah.
Freezing. And then they had a wind machine as well.
Well, of course, because there's got to be sharks and tornadoes.
Only beyond saying Katie Price have wind machines.
And it wasn't in my script. They fooled me before. And then when I get there, it's
they
like
hoodwinked
a lot of
you
things.
To a snogging scene.
Yeah, and it's like if you do a photo shoot, sometimes they're like, I do this. And then when you get there, they want to change. And it's like I'm quite easy to work with and stuff.
I'm gonna have to watch it. I've got it. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to put this on.
Hi guys, and guess what? Yes, I'm in Sharknado 5.
Let's see this.
Today I did Sharknado 5.
Where's the actual
Hollywood movie? Because that means I'm a Hollywood. I don't take myself seriously. And what a way to start in a film, a Hollywood movie, to be eaten by a shark.
Woohoo!
Couldn't ask for anything better. It's amazing to be on the film, and I'm glad to be in it.
I've been waiting for ages for this moment.
Is that you? I've been waiting for ages this moment. That's amazing. The guy's wearing green tights because it looks, I think he's like
green
CGI screen. To have his legs
bitten
off.
No idea who it was.
That's
imagine
amazing.
If he's someone big and I'm like, oh.
I mean, there's some big stars in this movie. We had, you know, Tara Reid, Samantha Fox, Jedward.
Big stars.
Well, Tara Reid. And what are you saying that Jedward aren't household names?
Do you know, I'm actually doing a gig with Jedward.
Are you?
Really?
Do you know what's weird? Everyone pops at me about my singing. But I don't know what's happened since my panto this year. I done one in Newcastle and one in Liverpool. So I did an adult version and then I did a family one.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Hey.
And I said to them, I'll only do it if I can sing live. So I sang live in them both. And I tell you what, I've got 40 dates over the summer.
What, singing?
Half hour sets, singing live, singing 5 songs. Can you believe that?
I can
so
believe
I'm doing
it.
3 of my own songs and 3 cover songs. I can't say what they are because I want people to watch. But I know I'm headlining one of them. Jedward's in it. Claire from Steps is in that one.
Oh, this is sounding great.
But I'm like, all my dreams, do you know what I've done?
Because you always wanted to be a singer, right? That was one of your kind of like a
model,
pop star.
Famous,
yeah.
Whatever, like I said in my English book when I was younger. But the thing is, I've had such shit 5-6 years breakdown and all of that. Like, I couldn't have hit any more rock bottom that I did.
I love how you just like go breakdown and all of that stuff.
Well, it's true, I did. I mean, I probably would have had a breakdown at some point. Everyone does in this industry, but I really did.
Yeah.
And then I've come out the other end and I'm just thinking, nothing can be as bad as when you hit rock bottom. And then when you are rock bottom, everything around you is just noise, like you can't cope with anything.
Yeah.
Now I've come out the other end, I've like manifest for everything. I see double numbers all the time. I'm like manifest and it's always about the music. And now 40 gigs in, like you would never have known that.
Do you make a wish?
Good itself. Yeah, I do.
11 minutes, 11 past 11.
All of that, all the time there's double numbers. If anything bad comes in, turn it around as a positive or be like, oh, I can cope with that. Just communication. But anyway, so talking of the music, I'm doing that this year.
When would you say you turned things around? As you said, you hit rock bottom. So when was that and how did we get to where we are now?
Well, I've been in the Priory twice for severe traumatic rehabilitation, so PTSD. I still go to the Priory like every 3 weeks.
Roehampton one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been there?
Love the Roehampton.
Have you ever been in there?
Shout out to Roehampton Priory.
Have you ever been in there?
I've been in there, yeah.
I think some people don't think it's good, but it works for me.
It's not meant to be posh, is it? It's not, you know...
Well, no, you're going there.
I think people expect it to be a five-star hotel. It's really not. You just go in there.
No, and I can't believe...
You're going there to work, right?
But you are actually locked in there. Unless, like, some of you are allowed out or you can take a nurse. But if you've actually been in there, you'll appreciate it. You get a schedule, like a school schedule. And if you don't turn up, I just think you're fooling yourself. Like, everyone thought I was in there for addiction. I've never been in there for addiction. And if I did, my sister and all that were like, God, Kate, it's half the price. It's like $3,500, $4,000 a week for addiction. But it's like $8,500, $9,500 a week for PTSD. And that's what I was in. Yeah. You would think addiction would be more money, but it's not. And what I liked about in there, you'll appreciate this as well. You sit in circles and you all tell your story. And you just fascinates you what some people have been through. Like sometimes you look at people and think, God, you're in here for that. Yeah. Oh, my God, have a day in the life of me. Or you get some people or you're like, oh, my God, that's horrific. It's just how you cope with different things.
Listen for the similarities, not the differences, right?
It is so true. But it's a good... It's helped me. And I see my consultant that. Because behind the scenes at the moment, I'm dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
Not about me. Dealing with
life. That. I mean, we've gone from Sharknado 5 to the Priory in like 30 seconds.
This is what happens with me.
What happens when you're with the Price.
That's why I say don't have a list of questions because I go on diverts. That's why I'm a good guest. You'll want me back again, I'm telling you.
100%. On to the next story. The first comment is from Mrs. O in Welford in the United Kingdom.
I surprisingly like her honesty. I think a lot of people will now see the real Katie Price and change their opinion.
What could that have been?
Well, you were always very honest.
You always get caught out and always, as you know, in my past with stories and stuff, when I've said this has happened or that's happened, Kate, you're lying, and it always ends up being the truth.
Have you had many people sell stories on you?
Oh, my God, yes. To the point, I'm 46 in May.
You don't look it.
No. Well, it's probably surgery, isn't it?
Wow.
I've had so many people come and go in my life and I've got rid of so many people and my life is better. I think that's how things have got better for me.
Yeah, I've followed you for a long, long time through work and we've met a few times. You seem to be in a better place now. Like whenever I've met you before, there are always a lot more people around you.
Do you know what I find? All on the 10%. Yeah, this is it. And they're not your friends.
Yeah.
Managers aren't your friends. They see you as a product. Yeah. I'm so scarred by being a product. When you think people have got your back, this, that, they don't. And when you're in your darkest moments, you find out who are really there for you and who aren't. And now I've come out the other end. Oh, my God, some people from the woodwork want to come back in because you get back invited to places, get offered this, that. And, you know, I don't do it all.
Have you ever tipped off? Have you ever sold a story about yourself?
No, this is the thing about me. If I'm on holiday and... Instead of someone else making money from me, because it pisses me off because everyone's done it all my life, I'd rather set up pictures of me in a bikini. I don't care what I look like in them because the more cellulite or whatever you've got, the more they sell. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
The more pretty in that you look, you don't really get much for it. So anyway, I'd rather set them up myself and then I'm left to peace because no paps will want to fly out or no one would bother selling pictures because... They've got the pictures and it's an easier holiday. The only perhaps, like, you can't pick and choose when you're in this industry. Yeah. Because there's times where there's been, like, 3 or 4 guys on me taking pictures. Now,
I've seen that video.
Yeah, and if I phone the police, right, and I say, look, I'm being stalked by these guys with cameras and followed... They'd be like, well, who are you? As soon as I say my name, oh, there's nothing we could do there, paps. But if I was a general public, they'd be like, you're stalking you. So
is it about
I do
paps?
Have an argument.
Is that what the story's about?
It's not actually.
I diverted to that again? Me trying to be serious. I told you. But interesting, eh?
Let's go on to Gareth from London's comments. Just so you know, these comments are from 9 years ago. So the story is obviously quite old.
Oh, that was the boiling point starting off, not breakdown, but before I sorted my head out.
We told you that you were crap at the time, Katie, yet you still went ahead and embarrassed yourself and the country.
That's Eurovision.
Okay.
Eurovision.
Because it says representing the country
you're on the right track.
Yeah, that's Eurovision.
So Eurovision, was that the pink rubber cat suit?
Yeah, I was 7 months pregnant. I never told
you. I mean, it was astounding that you had the cojones to do it.
I was offered a Sony deal, a Sony album. Ooh. that is why I did it.
Right, okay. And they were dangling the candle.
Yeah, the candle, that's right. And I couldn't sing that song then, and I couldn't sing it now. It's just, I can't even sing that song, not even now.
I don't mean to be rude. I didn't choose
the
song,
and I lost 1% against Javeen. It's because the week before, we was doing loads of promo, and I remember I was live on telly. Yeah. She asked me live on air, we've had lots of comments in asking if you're pregnant. And I went, no, I'm not. And I went backstage and went, that's it, Claire. I can't hide the fact I'm pregnant anymore. It's too much pressure on me. I hate lying. I don't want to lie. You're going to have to announce I'm pregnant. And I reckon that's why I lost.
What, because you were pregnant?
Yeah, because they thought, how would I have gone to whatever the country it was at the time when I'm ready to drop? But me being me, I don't care if you're pregnant. You're not ill. You can still carry on. No,
exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, the headline was, I looked shocking, I sounded shocking. Celebrity Big Brother's Katie Price admits that her only regret in life is taking part in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Was this before or after A Whole New World? Because that is one of the greatest pieces of show business.
No, that's before.
That is like one of my favourite ever things to have happened in the history of the world ever.
The song?
Yeah.
Do you know, Princess said to me the other day, Mum, I hear you sing that song all the time and you're so good. But there's a YouTube video of you sounding really bad.
So just to explain to the listeners, so back in the day, we're talking about the height of, like, I'm going to say Nasty Celebrity.
Yeah.
Was kind of like maybe 2003, 2004,
yeah,
something like that.
When I was with Pete, we released an
album.
You
and your ex-husband released an album, and you went on a show to
Children in Need,
and you did a duet of the Aladdin song, A Whole New World. What happened was, and it's not unusual, and this isn't anything that you two should have been victimised for, but you go on, you sing, but you sing to a backing track, right?
But we sang it live.
But you sang it live, and then someone
done something with they the, took the
it
voice.
Without, they took it without the auto-tune. They took it because auto-tune, everyone uses auto-tune. Yeah. Chris Martin uses auto-tune, Luciano Pavarotti
used it. I will stick up for myself here. I can actually sing that song live. If you look at Raw Variety, we sang it live.
Can you give us a teaser?
If you want me to.
Go on.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Now compared to the
price, I am very, very impressed.
But
that
now from way up here,
amazing.
It's crystal clear. But now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Bloody hell. I'd have gotten that magic carpet.
I know it weren't the best there because you just told me.
That was great.
It was very,
but
very
what I'm
good.
Saying
off the
is,
cuff.
You do get people who do things to your voice, this, that, distort it to make you sound shit.
This is true.
That's true.
What happened. It doesn't even sound like it was awful.
Anyone that's listening that doubts it, there's 40 dates coming up in the UK.
Yeah.
Go and check it out for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, there's taught my podcast I do with my sister, the Katie Price Show. We're also touring that in May. And I'm also singing live on that.
We're going to move on to the next story. The first comment here is from Sleatles in London.
You're right to be confused, Katie. Nobody knows the correct answer. Otherwise, there would be no argument.
No, you're right to be confused.
That would be caught.
Caught?
I don't know. I've been in court more times than I've had hot dinners lately. That's noise in my brain as well.
I know the robust legal system this podcast goes through. I doubt it's going to be the court.
No. So it was something you got confused about 8 years ago.
Emily attacks, saying that she'd get a disease from me if she goes in the celebrity pond.
Was it that?
It's not that. But could you Emily Atack said what?
When she was on I'm a Celeb, what was it? She said, oh, I wouldn't get in that water, Katie Price's, but now you might catch some STD or something like that.
That's disgraceful.
So I done a that's thing back. I found
Emily Atack.
I like her as well. And I found my old rucksack I had in the jungle, did a video saying, poor fishy, I know some men you've been with or something like that. Poor fishy. But you know what? That was then. I was probably sticking up for myself. It might have been that. But I like Emily Tapp. I think she's funny, stunning. I've got nothing against her. I just, that was a little fishy. It might have been the time of the month.
It's not that story, but thank you very much for sharing. On to the next comment, please, from Mark Goddard in London.
She's a much better politician than Nigel Farage would ever be.
I've met Nigel a few times. It's like anyone. When you've got a job to do your job.
Yeah.
When you're not, you're a person and you talk to them like a person. And I know how people look and read me when they don't know. So I'm the same with everyone else. If you meet them in person,
yeah,
I get that. And
type thing.
Why was that comment then saying you were a better politician than Nigel Farage? Have you ventured into politics? Have you done anything?
8 years ago, Katie.
Oh, 8 years ago, because I remember I stood at Streatham and Urmston.
What? You stood for Parliament?
Yeah, I was going to be elected, but because my name at the time was, it was this thing I did with the Daily Star in Manchester. And all the votes, because everyone knew me as Jordan, not Katie Price.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have won that.
You were going up as a councillor or
an
MP?
Yeah, to be like an MP up there.
Holy shit. Look at the sliding doors,
mate. Didn't you know that?
Katie, how can I keep track of every single...
Sorry,
I feel like I need to pause because...
So I had to go around all Ladbrokes betting sites and that to see the bets on me winning it.
Was this like a stunt or did you
but people actually did vote. No one's taking me seriously. But the funny thing is I was getting more votes than anyone else.
Yeah, no. Because I, you know, would have loved to see you be an MP, but potentially having Katie Price arguing in favour of fracking or not in the Manchester area could be an interesting one.
The one thing I do stay away from though is politics and religion.
You'd have been a dreadful MP.
You would never win.
It references what you were previously talking about, this story. So we're talking 2016,
Brexit!
It was Brexit.
Well, what did I say?
It says, Katie Price tells debate she is confused over referendum and admits she's never even voted, even though she stood for Parliament when she was 23.
Oh, there you go. So it was close.
Have you voted since? Have you ever
voted? I don't vote.
No, not at all. Just because... You don't trust any of them?
I don't really understand it.
There's nothing wrong. You are certainly not alone in not voting.
It's so confusing, all of it. Like, I've got friends that are all different, votes all different. And I hear all sides of stories. And to me, it's confusing.
Did you vote in the referendum into Brexit to leave or stay?
I didn't.
But do you think there's like, you know, we saw a couple of elections ago, Russell Brand kind of came up and sat with Ed Miliband and to try and swing the Labour votes around, use his celebrity and his influence. Do you think, though, that like people like you or some of like the more popular TikTokers or the YouTubers or...
I think we have a certain power.
A little bit of power and responsibility, maybe?
Because
all the things that you're advocating for change in terms of trolling and bullying...
Well, that's what helped me. So you need 10,000 signatures for anyone to look at it. Over 100,000.
Petition.
So anyone can make any petition, whatever you like.
Yeah.
But to get it through, like, the Houses of Commons, the MPs and all of that,
it doesn't happen. Get it discussed in the House of Commons. It needs... Well, you were going to be in there debating at one point because you were going to be an MP.
You need 10,000 to get to anyone sort of look at it. Over 100,000, they have to look at it. And I got... It was about 200 and something thousand in 4 days. 200.
That's brilliant.
And a lot of people are like, whether you love her or hate her... She's getting it recognised, the online trolling, because it does affect everyone.
You made a huge impact with that.
Sometimes when you are a celebrity, whatever you want to say, you do have the power to have a slight change on things.
Yeah.
And something like that, I think, is important. I've done a good deed for it.
But you're incredibly influential. You have a lot, you know, otherwise people wouldn't buy your books, your perfumes, all of
those. I think I'm real. I don't try and be a feminist. I don't try to be anything. I've literally lived my life. It's not perfect. I take rocky roads. And I see I'm a survivor. And
do you get nervous? Do you ever feel that weight of responsibility? If, like, you're spotted with a certain book or even, like, smoking a fag or anything like that?
No, because I'm real. I'm not manufactured. There's a lot of people out there who are manufactured.
Yeah.
Celebs and that. You'll get them on their show. But then when they're off, they're probably divas, arseholes, entourage, not what you think.
Your personality is not manufactured.
I'm just me.
Yeah. Aesthetically, like, there's been a little bit of work done.
Yeah, but I talk about that as well. There's so many people out there who've even had surgery, filler, this. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm natural. It's like, fuck off, you're not natural.
Yeah.
I am what I am, and that's it. What I have learnt to do, now I understand my actions, is on social media, if you respond to things...
Yes.
You're just feeding the media.
Fueling the fire, aren't you?
Fueling the fire, fueling people to make comments. It's taken me, 45 years to get there?
On that note, I vote that we now take a break, and that vote has been passed unanimously, so here we go.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome back to Straight to the Comments with me, Josh, and our stand-in host, Jamie East.
Archie's still pooing his pants.
Woo! He is indeed. And of course, our guest this week is the goddess of reality TV, Katie Price.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know why I do that face, but when I look back, I really have done the reality TV. So I don't know why I'm sitting there going, ooh.
I've got a question I'm desperate to ask.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No. It's a bit of a sidebar from this, but you mentioned we're talking about work, and you're happy to talk about the work that you've done.
Oh, welcome me. Yeah. I'm in my 40s. Going for it.
It's something that I'm intrigued by.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people are. It's
boobs?
Like, not the boobs. I think it's the kind of escalation in the country of Turkey to being like this destination. Right. Can you talk me through the business proceed? Like, what's the deal? Do you, as a celebrity, do they give you a call? Katie, fancy a new set of teeth?
Yes, it is like that.
Do they?
So let me just explain about surgery. I'd like to think I'm sort of a queen of surgery. Been there, done it. Been around the world. My body's around the world.
What percentage of your body do you think is man-made?
Oh, a lot of it still is. But then I've just had like little bits done, but like lips and stuff. Yeah. I mean, if I stopped having filler, they'd go back to normal. So it's like...
I would though. If you like took 6 months off, you'd suddenly turn back into Jordan.
Yeah, of course they do. Oh. Yeah, so the only thing that's foreign is my boobs.
Is it?
And same with my bum. I've had filler in my bum, but over time that just goes back.
How big is the syringe? Is it like a plunger?
The cannula for your bum, the fillers, I've had 500 mils in my bum. So 250 each, which isn't that much if you look at 250 mils. 10 mils is that.
Are you straight in, straight out? Just whip the kegs down? They just...
Hour and a half. That's it. In, out.
And
Turkey. Let me just quickly talk
about Turkey
and how it works with celebs and that. So if you want your teeth done, basically you get your teeth done, but you just have to say where you got it done from or a little video clip before and after, which I have done with my teeth.
Yeah.
If you Google it. Oh, my God.
They are incredible teeth.
I put up there what they look like beneath this. They're like pegs. It's so ugly. If you want to see how ugly it looks, Google what it looked like before I had my teeth done.
Right. The boob jobs, Katie, how many have you heard?
Oh, they've got their own story. I don't know. Even if I Google it.
They've got six autobiographies on their own.
I think they have. They used to be called Billy and Bob when I did Loaded back in the day.
Right.
I don't know. I even Googled it.
Are they just getting bigger and bigger, or have you gone back down now?
This is the biggest I've ever been.
What size is that?
I just know my implant size is 2,150cc. Now, normally...
I've had motorbikes less powerful.
But normally, women have 275 to 400cc.
What does cc stand
for? It's
like
a liquid measurement, isn't it?
Oh, but like... And I hope this isn't rude me asking. Like, if you were to buy a bra, for example, what size is that?
You know, I don't know, because I did this as well.
Yeah.
I went round all these different bra shops, because you could get measured. I was different size in different shops.
In every single one.
So I know that in Ann Summers, I was like 32 double H. But yeah, in H. Victoria's Secret, they don't even go anywhere near mine, even do a bra.
H? It's like a three-bedroom flat.
It is, isn't it? So I actually don't really know my size. I don't even wear a bra anyway. So.
Practically, are they inconvenient? As in, like, doing day-to-day tasks, do they get in the way?
No, I think because I've had a boob job since I was 18.
Yeah.
I've done the marathons, a horse ride.
You've done marathons?
Yeah, I can't run anymore because I broke my feet two years ago. I really want to run, but I can't because I've got all screws in my feet.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to defy the doctors to run again.
Doctors, never underestimate the pricey.
Yeah, but they're just doing it for my own.
Yeah, they've got your best interest at heart.
I keep thinking, even if I ran it in air boots or something, I used to love running and doing marathons.
Air boots? What, like moon boots? Like the ones you've got on?
No, I've got like proper air boots. I've got all crystal ones. Because sometimes my feet, they really hurt. So I
you love,
have
a, you
my
love a crystal, don't you?
I fucking love it.
And so you're fully used to them. They don't inconvenience you at all day to day life.
My feet do, yeah.
But not your breasts.
Oh, my boobs. Feet do, yeah. My boobs, no, not at all. Feet are fucked. Boobs are fine. But do you know what? I know it looks like I've got them out today, but I did have a cardigan on and it's got heating on. If you look at my Instagram or social media, you would never, ever see pictures of me in bikinis or underwear.
Is that era over now?
No. If they still did all like Loaded, FH, all these magazines, I would still get my kit off and do it. I miss doing the photo shoots. That's what I love doing. So I do it on OnlyFans now.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to ask. You've never been shy of a revenue stream. Is there a little bit of OnlyFans going on, is there?
Yeah, and you get also like new customers. And people from the Jordan days because they love it. And I just loved it. It's what I love doing.
What tier of Katie Price are we getting to?
Oh, it's like the same from as what kind I used of like
soft focus page three down to Dane Bowers videos.
If I'm naked, you still don't see anything. I don't get my panani out or anything. No, but some people do on there. Like you get a lot of people on there.
No, we've had Megan Barton Hansen on the other week, and she was she's an advocate for Sainsbury's and Kerry Katona as well.
Oh yeah, Kerry was the one who kept saying, "Do it."
60% of the guests we've had on the show are OnlyFans stars.
Oh, are they? Yeah, it's, do you know what you make
it's
a fortune?
It's starting to sound like a bit of a devious plan on that part, but I swear it's a coincidence.
How many subscribers do you have on OnlyFans?
I don't know.
Roughly,
I have no idea. It's not logged in on my phone.
But it's worth your while, right? But it's worth your while.
Oh yeah, but do you know what it is? I just love doing the photo shoot. What you got to remember, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, but it's like is a good like monthly income stream, is it?
It is, but I also do it because I enjoy it. It's,
sure.
Yeah.
You're an exhibitionist,
and
right?
Stuff.
That's,
yeah,
that's part of your psyche.
I just love getting my kit off in front of the camera. You
me
can't,
too.
Same.
You can't
absolutely
take that away from me. I love
Fuck it,
it,
guys.
So
let's do it. Come on.
Go on, get it out. There's a place for everyone on OnlyFans.
Can you take me through a typical day in the life of KP? What are you up to?
Well, this week, Harvey's down. When Harvey's down, I don't get much sleep.
Yeah.
And it's going back to the days when I had him at home full time. The washing, the cleaning up. It's like he's had a party for one every morning. He gets everything out the cupboards. I'm like, oh, Harvey. And he gets me up. Oh, he's knackering, but I love him. So normal day is, well, Harvey this week, so I've got Harvey, the kids, and I'm working. So I've had to find someone who knows Harvey to know how to deal with Harvey and do his meds and Jet. Then it's like feeding the dogs, doing breakfast.
Oh, my God. You're a domesticated goddess.
Well, I like doing that. And then if I'm doing podcasts,
look at that. Look at someone has just delivered you, hand-delivered you tea, biscuits, crisps.
Right, this isn't a diva thing. I just said, oh, should we have an... Oh, yes!
We need a bit of a sugar rush.
Oh, I love it. Do you not want anything?
Jasper, meet Katie. Katie, meet Jasper.
Hi, Jasper. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
There you go. Thank you very much. This is a first for Straight to the Comments, because whilst you're here...
Yeah.
A story has broken about you,
feel free to
not comment on it. But I mean, it is something that I'm interested.
Are you actually serious? No,
I'm
being serious. What have I done now?
No, it's nothing. But the thing is, it's nothing bad, and I don't think it's anything anybody ought to be ashamed of. So it says the headline is on the. It's just literally dropped. Katie Price has declared bankrupt for a second time over tax bill worth more than $750,000. That's literally just dropped.
Has it?
Yeah. How are you able to talk about that?
I know I had court. I think it was last week or the week before, because of what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
I've actually been signed off because it's so, I'm dealing with like serious stuff.
Yeah. Some bad stuff going on.
Not against my work, but there's stuff serious going
just in
on.
In your life.
And I just can't cope with going to a court, being done mentally. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And with the ADHD, there's no medication out there to help. So everything's all fine. I can't concentrate, and it's quite hardcore what I'm dealing with, as well as that on top and this and that.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, that if I go to court, the media are there, there'll be public there, be there, and I can't mentally stand there to deal.
There's nothing
with
it. I think,
I'm not ashamed. Everyone's in a bankruptcy.
This is what I wanted to ask you about. The stigma of, you know, the stigma of money troubles and bankruptcy isn't anything to be ashamed about. And I wish more people would just kind of like.
But it doesn't seem to me like you should be bankrupt, Katie Price, given your fast following on OnlyFans. I mean, you can't be, right?
Do you know what? You do like plans. Like, there's bankruptcies, there's all different kinds of bankruptcy. I think they just use the word bankruptcy.
Yeah. Right,
okay.
No one actually knows the ins and outs of everything.
No, definitely not.
And trust me, I don't get away with stuff either.
No.
Like, you can't.
No.
Like, tax, you can't ever not run away from. You have to pay.
Got
to
pay.
And it's what people have to say. Don't think I sit and don't pay stuff, because I do.
Of course you do.
And you can't get away from it. But
death,
I think
taxes.
The media like to play on the fact, oh, she hasn't turned up to court. But they don't know what goes on behind the scenes, what I deal with, what you agree to pay and what you don't behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just lucky that if I don't work, then they can't get paid.
Yeah.
If they mentally drain me, because only I can work, then they can't work. And if I don't work, they don't get money.
You're the brand, you're the voice, you're the spokesperson, you're everything.
And because of what's going on in my life behind the scenes, I have to mentally be there. I can tell you off
but people
don't understand. They're like, oh, look, yeah, my house is safe and all of this, but people don't understand what the bankruptcy is all about. And that itself is mentally draining, the people involved.
How do you keep going? Like, how do you know, a story like that would be enough to break anybody and like think, fuck it.
I see my therapist every 2-3 weeks to help me cope with it.
But as you just said there, you are the only person that can get yourself out of this. You know, you are the brand, you are the talent, you are the moneymaker. How do you kind of pull yourself out of that funk and kind of like plan the next stage?
Because I've been in a priory and learned how to deal with noise.
Mm.
That some people, when they haven't got noise, would know how to deal with things where I didn't. And when you're ill and depressed, everything accumulates. So communication is key with everything. If you can't cope with something or you haven't paid that bill or this bill, communicate. Don't ignore, because when you ignore, it gets worse.
Yeah, that's what builds up.
Basically, that's what happened
to me.
And
do stories like that upset you, though, when you see those pictures?
It does upset me, because it's like they don't know how hard I've tried mentally to get out of that rut that I was in.
Yeah.
Ended up in the priory and come out the other end. When they don't know the full extent, the people involved, why it happened, what's happened.
It's not as disastrous as it sounds, right? That's the thing.
I think people read that basically. I got depressed. Things got into a state. But it doesn't help when the media like, she's this, she's that. Because it's like, you actually don't know what's happened. I still work. I earn good money and I work. I'm a single parent, pay for my kids. I run the ship. I juggle everything. I pay the mum role, the dad role. And so you've got to look after your head.
Well, I think one of the problems is that you know, people aren't taught, you know, especially in celebrities. You know, you've been in the business for a long, long time. I bet there was no point at any time in when you were 18 or 19 that anyone sat down and explained to you the difference between gross and net or VAT or corporation tax or self-assessment.
No one
ever explains that.
And so, no one thought I'd still be in this industry here.
A couple of the kids are now getting into show business themselves.
Yeah, I talk to Juno about it all the time.
And you know,
they don't turn around and say, well, look at you, Mum, because they know I wasn't well.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
but he started a musical career now, Junior has. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I don't really get involved in it because of certain people won't let me.
Ah.
Fair enough.
Okay. And
which, again, isn't nice.
That's insane, yeah.
Because it's like they've taken away my mother instinct.
Maternal instinct.
Certain sides of things, I'm not respected as a mother or a parent.
And Princess is modelling?
Princess is my mini-me.
She really is, isn't she?
Yet again, there's still people on the other side who try to do the same, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. And what made you decide to call Princess Princess? How did that name come about?
What's her middle name? Is it Tiami?
Tiami.
Tiami. How the fuck did I know that?
Yeah, I know. Pete's mum and my mum's name put together.
That's clever.
That was like the pinnacle of like Katie Mania, wasn't it? That kind of era.
It was crazy, but then we split. And then it was like, let's just fucking go for Kate. It was so bad when I split with him. Yeah. The sides that were taken, Team Kate, Team Pete... horrific.
Yeah.
And that was the ride to going down. She was going to be called Duchess or Princess. Right. I just love them names. It's like, if I have another baby, here you go, headlines. If or when I like the name Royalty, Duchess, King, Prince, Baby, Lady.
Nice.
Those are all the names you like.
And then my parents
that
are like...
Don't use Duchess. That's what Jimmy Savile used to call his mum.
Oh, is it?
Forget Duchess. Let's just.
Now you've put me off that. And I'm not even pregnant, so I'm just saying. You asked about princess. I just love them.
You seem to love being a mum. You know.
Oh, I love it. Look at me smiling when I'm like, when I have another one.
That's what I mean. So when your fella's gone off to Costa to buy a tracksuit, does he know what he's in for?
Look, once you're with me, you just, it's a ready-made family.
you have been voted Mother of the Year twice as well. Let's not forget.
I am a good mum.
You are a good mum.
It's just some people, if anyone tries to put me down or touch a nerve, it's if they ever try and doubt me as a mum, because I know I'm a good mum. Yeah. I mean, look at Harv. It's just me that's brought him up. I get no wag from him because there's no dad involved.
Yeah.
The others, it's a nightmare. I'll just say that.
Well, on to the next story. The first comment here is from Debbie C. in Birmingham 1 decade ago.
Like her or not, her body does not look as if she's given birth to 3 children.
Well, the 3 children? Now I'll update you because I've had 5 children.
So that was a decade ago.
I've always pinged back. If you look at pictures of me.
Is that the phrase?
Like, always, you can look at pictures from me. I think it's genetics from my mum and that.
Okay, let's go to the next comment from Shan in Barcelona.
Love it. The tackier, the better. Bring it to the UK beats Pop Idol any day.
Bring it to the UK.
Let's go for comment number 3 from Duke, Yorkshire.
So apparently she's quite happy to strut her stuff in a country where they are boycotting British businesses, burning our flag and still demanding we give up the Falklands.
Wow, that was the epitome of a Daily Mail comment there. Have you been to Argentina?
Yes.
Right, right. What were you doing in Argentina?
I was dating someone who was from Argentina, Leo.
His name was Leo, but he was from Argentina. It's not that, but maybe that came about because of...
Where did you meet? Did you meet on a show?
In the Oscars. In America.
You met at the Oscars?
Yeah.
Katie,
you've been to the Oscars?
No, I've been 3 times.
Talk me through this.
For Sharknado 5.
Imagine. No, I've been 3. There's a lot I've done that people don't realise.
No, but this...
look at you perking up now. I've seen and met a lot of people and rubbed shoulders. Don't you worry about that.
Did you get to go to, like, the Vanity Fair party or the Elton one or...
Elton, yeah. 3 times. I was thinking of going again next year, actually. Oh, my God. I've never seen a red carpet like your passport and everything you have to take for that.
Really?
Oh, it's agged getting there. Such a big red carpet.
But this isn't anything to do with the story, is it?
I'm curious. Who invited you to the Oscars? How did that come about?
Did Elton invite you?
I've been to Elton's party at his house as well.
It's what, in Windsor?
Yeah. Been to that as well. I've actually been to a lot of parties.
I bet.
You're good company.
The interesting one, which I actually got asked to quote about, I was with Boris Johnson. There was 12 of us. Liz Hurley, Pixie Lott, Joan Collins. There was 12 of us.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was one hell of a guest list. Katie Price, Joan Collins, Pixie Lott, Boris Johnson.
This was a few years ago when he was Prime Minister. Yeah. This all... stayed at a country.
This wasn't
place
one of
together.
Those parties, was it?
It wasn't during lockdown.
For 3 days. No, wasn't one of them. For 3 days, we was all together.
You went on a party for 3 days with the Prime Minister.
It was at an event, yeah. I'm not telling you anything else about
that's all you're giving us.
That's all you get. Well, but I just want to know Pixie Lott was the surprising entrant there.
I've been to a lot of places and I never say anything.
Do you think?
Just like the Playboy match with Hugh Hefner. Who didn't I see there and that? Like, that's another. Different game of the American lot.
Yeah.
It's just because I toured America with Hugh Hefner when I did the cover of Playboy because I was the first English.
Was he a bit sleazy?
I thought it was all right.
that doesn't answer the question.
And no, I didn't do anything with him.
I would never have suggested. Apparently, he used to use lolly sticks to keep it up.
And with Boris Johnson?
I was with his wife.
Okay, well, we got a bit sidetracked there. The answer is that Katie appeared in the Argentinian version of Strictly Come Dancing.
How could you forget that?
The headline was...
I didn't.
At least she can bring her own costumes. Katie Price signs up for Argentina's very raunchy version of Strictly Come Dancing.
I think were you just a guest on it?
No, I've never even been on the show.
Have you not?
It says
you signed up.
It's a load of bollocks. I've never signed up for a dance programme because I can't dance.
Oh, I don't believe that.
There you go. That stuff. Do stop trying to get around it. It's not true.
Next story. First comment is from... SAS Smith in Nottinghamshire.
And she's even trying to do a sexy pose too.
I'm very sexy. Never underestimate the pricey. No comment. Trying to do a sexy pose.
That was ha 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 ha. Trying to do a sexy pose too.
I don't know, but naturally, whenever I do, there's a camera about, I always try and be sexy.
I think I might know what this one is. I think it's one of my favourite ever photographs. Oh. Not just of you, Katie.
I'm now eating a mask,
but of anyone of all time.
It is a photo. Let's go to the second comment to see if it can verify your suspicions. This is from Toby in Lancashire.
Who on earth is at the back end of this stupid photo shoot? Can somebody tell me what it's for?
It is. Oh. It's my favourite ever photograph.
It's the horse.
It is a horse.
When I was bringing out my horse stuff.
This is like...
Half horse, half worm.
I used to work on a celebrity website at the time, and every morning you get up and like trawl through what the agencies had uploaded overnight. And this one particular morning, it just felt like Christmas had come early. Because at the time, you were doing endorsements for a lot of things. I mean, you knew exactly what you were doing.
I'm going to bring it back and do exactly the
same. Here's the answer is Katie wore a unique outfit to promote her equestrian brand. The headline was, just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, Katie Price dresses up as a pink panto horse for most bizarre photo call yet. And there is... There's the pic.
I call it genius.
It's about who is the back of the horse there? How did it work?
It's Adrian, who's made
good old Adrian.
Academy costumes. Whenever I do a party, I want to do a 30th year anniversary party this year. He's got all my press call outfits, and I want to put them all up my memorabilia.
Do you know what? You could do something at the V&A with that. If all of you, abso-fucking-lutely. And you know what? If they didn't do it, it would be snobbery of the highest order. If we can have, if we can have Marlene Dietrich's dresses there, then we should be able to have Katie Price's horse. What was it you were saying?
I'm not even in Madame Tussauds. How dare they?
You're not in Madame Tussauds.
Not even in Blackpool.
You've got all the bullshit.
Not even in Blackpool, let alone London.
That's bullshit.
Madame Tussauds, I think you need to refreshen and have the pricey.
Absolutely. And with the horse one, how did that come about? Was that your idea?
All my ideas. I told you the ADHD must be good for that.
Yeah, that was the creative side.
I think it's fun, mad, crazy. And if anyone ever says you can't do that or this, that, I'm like, really? Watch me. And it's that kind of thing.
Well, Katie, that's actually you done. So thank you so much. Has this podcast made you less or more likely to want to read the comments?
My mind hasn't changed, but I thought they're quite nice comments, actually.
There we go.
So thank you, people. You put a smile on my face.
And thank you to all of you listeners out there in the audio hinterland. If you're not bored of us yet, we were actually on Channel 4's The Last Leg just recently discussing our latest prank we did on Tucker Carlson. So if you'd like to catch up with that, it is available now on Channel 4 On Demand. Other than that, please press the subscribe button and feel free to leave messages of adoration, detestation, or indifference. Either way, please remember to always go
straight to the comments.
Thank you, Jamie.
Wipe your bum, Archie.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Sidebar.
Borderline National Treasure, Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
Just gently squeezed his arm.
You were going to say then? Oh. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe.
And Bika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
Can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Bye, 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 bye.